Well, I'm sitting here with Poppy on my lap in the garden, just watching bees buzz around and birds feeding. There's a chaffinch and a blue tit. There's a goldfinch and a couple of other tree finches just on the feeder at the minute. And I've been thinking deeply about all sorts of stuff, but mainly my mental health and how the last 2 years have been. And the reason for booing is really to kind of crowdsource a bit of an opinion, because I don't think a doctor's going to be able to give me this opinion as well as people. Well, possibly not, but I'll still ask the same question to the doctor. I haven't registered at the healthcare centre yet here. It's not at the top of my mind daily, because I wake up when the sun rises with a feeling inside my heart and my stomach that makes me want to get out of bed and start the day. I've had a down day. I dealt with it. It wasn't any different to anyone else's down days, I don't think. Well, it was a little bit different. It was more fraught with a little bit of panic and stuff. But anyway, the point I'm moving to is I've spent 8 years under, 10 years, but in total, but 8 years under a consultant for IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. I'm working in the city in a very stressful job. For 15 years, it was the last half of a career that sunk me. I eventually had my mental breakdowns and then spent 2 years in the care of psychiatric services on the NHS, which has been up and down, to say the least, with psychiatrists leaving to do other jobs, or, you know, the transitory nature of medical professionals in London. So I moved around a lot and got various half diagnoses and referred to experts. Excuse me. Referred to experts, and then experts left, and the next expert would be waiting to, I'd be waiting for them to come on board. And essentially, I never really got the help I needed, too much to mine and my GP's frustration, or apparent frustration from my GP, who was the one referring me, and my consultant who referred me as well for psychiatric treatment. All the psychiatrists I spoke to said I needed in-depth treatment, an 18-course program of mixed cognitive analytical therapy and cognitive behavioural therapy to deal with the range of issues I was experiencing daily, which was, I'll keep it simple, manic highs, uber lows, and false sense of recovery during the more level periods, soon to be interrupted, of course, by another incident, whether that be chronic anxiety or a panic attack or a day of depression followed by another day, followed by a week, followed by three more weeks turning into 3 months. All of that stuff's undeniable to me, for me. You know, I'm not in any kind of state of denial about what happened. However, having moved now out of London and out of the source of so much mental stimulus and the place of so much of my adult life, 20 years, well, my entire adult life, I wake up with what I would call a healthy, enthusiastic mind. I don't feel manic. I don't feel depressed. I haven't had a diagnosis of bipolar disorder, only a half diagnosis and suggestion. I haven't had a diagnosis of chronic personality disorder, only a half diagnosis and suggestion. Both of them are incompatible, really, but anyway. I've had diagnoses of chronic anxiety disorder, personality disorder, and depression and dysfunctional enthusiasm. So the full diagnosis is yet to come and was about to happen when we left London. But we couldn't keep, you know, they kept swapping the psychiatrist and all this stuff. And so it was very difficult to feel any confidence. And in fact, it was very powerful from the perspective of somebody less fortunate than myself, in that I at least have had an education and have some funds behind me and all of those things. And there's a hell of a lot of people with mental health problems. In fact, I'd suggest a disproportionate sample of the population with mental health problems have fall into a lower income, lower education, and less fortunate circumstances bracket than myself. I imagine if you move here from a war-torn area of the world, unable to speak the language and get thrown in the housing block in some god-awful part of London, your chances of slipping into any of the key or most common mental health problems must be huge. I mean, you know, it seems unfeasible that people don't just all go mad when they're thrown into that situation. Especially when they read the press and they read people saying foreigners out and all that sort of stuff, all that hate-filled, nasty stuff I thought we'd left behind when Margaret Thatcher left us, but it appears not from Twitter today, for certain, and it appears not from Google Buzz, you know. I'd say that between the social media platforms I concern myself with, whilst recently I've had good reason to find and block people that I was previously following on the basis of their hateful opinions of life and humanity. And this is nothing to do with political allegiance, it's purely to do with a very base form of good and evil. There you go, I've gone off on a tangent. That's just me, I'm tangential. This is part of the point I'm slowly getting to, and I'm trying not to rush this boo on purpose, because it's it's the most serious boo I'll have done in the past 6 months, in terms of the fact that I'm genuinely asking for friends who are listening to give me their opinion when I get to the end. A boo would be great. I'd love to hear your voice, your opinion and voice, but a comment would be supportive, or if you know me, you've got my email address, or you can contact me on Google Buzz or Twitter. The point I'm getting to ultimately is that with the background I've just described, and the fact that, you know, we found ourselves very luckily, there's the one car of the next 20 minutes, you know, in a spot in the middle of the countryside in the beautiful Cheshire Plains. My wife's able to get to her new job at BBC Manchester. Well, it's the same job, but they're moving children's BBC up there, so she's gone ahead. Life's really good. I'm considering what I'll do for a living in the future, but not with too much pressure on myself. I have various options open. The various options I shall open for myself. I'm not relying on an employer in the future. But I'm not doing what I would have done in the past, which is frantically developed those ideas into some kind of frantic need to go and speak to people now model. We moved here for a reason, to get away from it all, and I'm determined that I shan't be rushing the pleasure of maintaining the vegetables, maintaining the garden, being a better house husband than I ever was in Hackney. Making the house okay for when my wife gets home. Cooking more. Getting out with Poppy in the new vehicle, because we've got space for Poppy in the back. I've just been out with her. All of these things that I missed. We didn't have a garden in London. I'm now sitting in the garden and can't imagine being anywhere better. And I just wonder, part of me for the past 10 years has had a health psychosis, if you like. I've had consultants' appointments always booked. There's always been one coming up. I've had reports to fill in. I've had assessments to be made. Lots of medication to take. Repeated trips to the doctor. Now, accepting that the medication can't just stop, because none of it's, or two of them aren't things you can just stop. You have to come off them slowly. I want to go to the doctor and say, look, I've had a dreadful 2 years. And there's been all sorts of therapies talked about. But really what I'd like more than anything now is to start reducing my medication and seeing how I'm coping with just taking it easy, living life, enjoying every minute of it, which I am. I have an uncluttered brain now I'm out of London. It's amazing the effect it's had. I don't want to start cluttering it up with thoughts of hospital appointments, with thoughts of assessments, with talking about my childhood, with getting upset again, which inevitably happens when you go and see a psychiatrist, because you, you know, they delve deep. And it's the psychologists next, and the cognitive behavioural therapists, cognitive analytical therapists. Lots of people, lots of, you know, lots of focus on health, mental health. And the way I feel at the minute, I just want to get on with my life. I just want to slowly reduce my medication. I'm not saying it will have to, it will be able to stop immediately. It might be the thing keeping me so stable. But I don't want to become part of another cycle of association of living here and going to the hospital all the time and going to the doctors and, you know, if I have a really bad time at some point and I have a complete panic attack, then of course I'll have to. But my temptation and my question really is, do I leave it for now? Do I go to my GP, not go to the extra effort of giving them the reports and the referral letters and just give them the overview, which basically will support my medication, and tell them I wish to reduce my medication, tell them the background, and then get on with life. You know, I couldn't be in a better place to recover. Day by day, I see myself as a much more rational, oh no, I was never irrational actually, but much more calm, balanced individual. I feel like I'm through it. I feel like I'm through the worst. I feel like I'm the only way now is recovery. And the question really is that possible in your opinion without the help of professionals? Do I need to rake up issues that I believe wouldn't have been issues without the extra stimulus of stress in the city, without the extra stimulus of crack whores on my doorstep and crack dealers in the house opposite and arguments with neighbours and attacks on my dog and just general hackney average stuff that doesn't help when you're in an anxiety state, but stuff that is, you know, I appreciate just part of everyday urban life, and it's everyone's option to decide that's not for them. And I think that's certainly what I would say of me now. It's not for me. My mind's too busy. There's too many different things that mean that you never rest, your brain never sleeps. Late night calm was the thing I sought all the time, which is that period of rest when everyone's in bed and the sky's dark and there's no shops open particularly, and you can be awake without all the stimulus, and I used to crave it. You know, it caused massive insomnia problems because of the effect on my sleeping pattern. It was dysfunctional. I'm falling asleep at 11 o'clock at night at the latest. I'm waking up at 4 sometimes, mostly 6, 7, when the sun comes up. I've just stopped and had a Guinness, which might be why I'm a bit slurry, because I don't drink an awful lot. Because the sun's so warm and I'm in the middle of nowhere with new garden chairs and Poppy got on my lap, so I thought, well, if you're on my lap, I can't really move. Unless I throw you off. So I thought I'd boo this question, which is the one that's reeling through my mind at a steady pace. I'd quite like not to associate any mental health problems and issues with this place. I don't believe in miracle cures, but it has been a long time since I had my breakdowns now. It's been 18 months since the last one. There's Poppy yawning. Hello, Poppy. You got a kiss for audio, Bruce?
She's licking my face.
Okay, thank you. That's enough. Yeah. I don't know how long this has been, but that's the question, really. You know, I'm not that mad. I believe it was all anxiety and stress that caused the IBS, then eventually the breakdown, then I don't think I ever had a chance to recover from all of that because I was in Hackney in the middle of a buzzy, potentially stressful urban environment. Yeah, what do you think? I'd really, really, really value anyone's opinion. I know you're not doctors, I'm not expecting you to be. I want humans' answers, really. The doctor will certainly give me their answer when I register. But yeah, you can't offend me here. I genuinely just want your thoughts. My email is twitamp, twitamp, at googlemail.com. I'm going to post this to some followers on Google Buzz, and that email takes you to that account. Okay, thanks for listening if you've got this far. It's really, really appreciated. And I look forward to hearing from you if you've got anything to say. It'd be very helpful indeed. Cheers.